We continue with Masachas Beitzah, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah begins with the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Notol Adam Kiseim Mishalafanov Lachzos Boshinov. That a person can go ahead and take a Kiseim, a little splinter, a little piece of wood from anything which is before him, Lachzos Boshinov, in order to go ahead and to pick his teeth. Rashi over here says that when we say over here Mishalafanov, it doesn't mean Dafka that it has to be in his home. It could even be in the chatzir, anywhere in his rishus, it's considered to be muchan for this purpose. And says Rashi that Rabbi Eliezer over here is arguing on the tan in the previous mission. Previously, we learned that that wood can only be moved when it is needed for hasaka to be burned. And over here, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says you can take any sliver of wood that's from within your rishus and use it on Yom Tov in order to go ahead and pick one's teeth. Continues the Mishnah, Megavev min achatzim madlik, shekol mashe b'chatzim muchanhu. Similarly, Rabbi Eliezer says a person can go ahead and gather pieces of wood that is found in the chatzir, in the courtyard, and he could use it to light it, because anything which is in the chatzir is considered to be muchan. The Chachamim omrim, however, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Megavev mishalafanov imidlat madlik, that a person can only go ahead and gather from the wood that is before him in the house, and use that to light. However, anything which is in the chatzer is not permissible. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you can go ahead and take any wood that is in your rishos, even if it's in your chatzer, you mishnah not mishalafanov, lachzos boshinov, or to go ahead and to gather it and badlik. And the Rabbanan and the Chachamim disagree, and they say you can be megavev mishalafanov, anything that is before you. However, anything which is in the chatzer, they say, is not min hamuchan for this purpose. The Mishnah then continues to talk about the Isser of producing fire on Yom Tov, even though we know already that a person can go ahead and transfer a fire, but they can actually go ahead and produce a fire, says the Mishnah is prohibited. Rashi says that this is also Mishnah Molid, because you are creating something that wasn't there beforehand. So says the Mishnah, Ein Motzien Asa'or, a person cannot go ahead and produce fire, Milachachil, Elomen Eitzim, Elomen Avonim, you cannot do it from wood or stones, Elomen Ofer, nor from earth, Velo min harafim, nor from tiles, velo min amayim, nor from water. How do you go ahead and produce a fire from water? So Rashi explains that if you would take water and place it in a glass, and then place that glass with water in the sun, so the water will act as a lens, and if you would take some very flammable material, such as straw, and place it near the glass, so it could potentially ignite. So this is something which is prohibited on Yom Tov, ve'im melabnin asarafim litzlos behen. And finally, says the Mishnah, a person cannot go ahead and be melame to heat up the tiles in order to roast something on top of them. Now, this last case does not involve creating a fire. This is just going ahead and heating up these plates, these tiles, in order to roast something. So Rashi tells us the Gemara is going to explain what the reason for that prohibition is. So the Gemara in the bottom of the Yom Tov, the last line says, Amar of Yehuda, that anything which is edible by animals, anything which is considered to be animal food, cannot be subject to the laws of tikkun kli, of creating or perfecting a keli. Rashi says over here, kagon kash va'alei kinim, let's say you go ahead and you take straw or these little pieces of wood that we're describing over here, ein behem mishum tikkun kli, since these are materials that can be eaten by animals, they are not subject to the issur of tikkun kli. Mutar liktom l'takin kashel shibalim b'shabbos lachzos shinov. You can actually go ahead and take these materials and cut them into small pieces in order to make toothpicks. And this is not usur, because this would not be considered to be an issur of makom patish of tikkun kli, because the food to begin, because these materials to begin with are considered to be ocha behema. Now on this point, the Gemara now quotes a braisa, which seems to contradict this din, which seems to be a problem, a tiyuvta, a refutation for this din of Rav Yehuda. Eser of Kanon Rav Yehuda, how can you tell me that it's permissible to go ahead and to take these kashin and to cut them up into small pieces in order to make toothpicks? After all, the Braisa says, Metaltalan Atzi Besamim Lahariach Behen. A person is permitted to go ahead and to move Atzi Besamim. On Shabbos, you can go ahead and you could take a small fragrant pieces of wood, and you could move them in order to smell them, or to wave them before a sick person, again, in order to just make the air smell better. Ma'olam miriach bo, a person can go ahead and roll it between his fingers and smell it. However, lo yiktmenu lahariach bo, but a person cannot go ahead and clip off part of it in order to generate this smell. V'imktama pater of alasu, and if he did so, he would be considered pater from having to bring a korban. This is not considered to be nisa deraisa, but it's still aser midrabanan. However, it concludes the braisa lachzos boshinov lo yiktmenu v'imktamu chayiv chatos. However, if a person wants to go ahead and clip off a piece of this wood in order to pick his teeth, he wants to make a toothpick, he's not permitted to do so, and he does so, he's chayiv chatos. Now the problem over here is that we're talking about materials that are definitely roi l'achilas behema, this is considered to be animal food, and yet the braisa says that to go ahead and to clip off a piece in order to make a toothpick, so this is aser, and this clearly contradicts Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it is mutter. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda says to Rav Kahana, hash the patur of alasur kakashili, chayiv chatos miboy. If you would have found the braisa, which would have said that it is asur midrabanan, that would have been a problem enough for me, because I said it's mutter l'chachila. So if you're going to bring me a braisa which says that I'm chayiv chatos for doing this, it'll certainly be a kasha. However, elokitanya hibakashin. However, none of this is a problem for me anyway. Why? Because this braisa is talking about kashin. It's talking about hard wood. We're talking about materials over here that are not, in fact, roi for achilas behema. So what was it that Rabbi Yehuda says? Rabbi Yehuda says that ochle behema en behem mishum tikun kli. However, the braisa was talking about here about materials, wood, that is so hard that an animal would not eat them. So says the Gemara, kashim b'nei melila ninhu? How could that be? After all, if it's hard wood, can it actually be rolled between one's fingers in order to generate a fragrance? The smell, the pleasant smell that will come from using from rubbing small pieces of wood would only be so if you were using light piece of wood, soft ones, but not hard ones. So says the Gemara, chasui mechzer v'hachi k'tani. You're right, the braisa actually is missing some important words over here, and we're going to fill in the blanks right now. This is how you read it. Molalo mariachbo, that if you go ahead and you take these pieces of wood and roll them between your fingers and smell it, that's permissible. Kotmo mariachbo, and additionally, you can go ahead and clip it and smell it as well. Bamed devarim amurim, when is this true? Barakin, this is only true if you're talking about soft pieces of wood. Of abakashin lo yiktmenu, if we're dealing with hard pieces of wood, you should not clip them. And if you do so, while you would not be chayiv chatos, it would still be asur midrabanan. Lachzos boshinov lo yiktmenu v'imktama v'chayiv chatos. However, clipping in order to go ahead and to pick your teeth, this would be considered an issa deraisa. And if you do so, you would be chayiv chatos.